Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Schubel moves to third. Rule moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schubel scores. Rule scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Webb moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rule moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rule scores. Whitehill moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Whitehill scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Tigers. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive off the glove of Hudlin. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schubel bunts towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Rogel scores. Rule moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to third. 2 outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rule scores. It's 10-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Bruce Knotzer now playing first base. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Schubel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rule strikes out. 1 out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a line drive off the glove of Schubel, and into shallow left field. Knotzer reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Knotzer scores. It's 12-1, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Com reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 12-2, Tigers. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Knotzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-4, Tigers. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rule hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitehill bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to second. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.